SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, farmers walk out of a post-budget speech over Labor's live sheep export ban, students turfed from a second pro-Palestine encampment in Canberra, and in sport, former gold medalist Stephen Bradbury makes headlines again for an act of bravery. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brooke. Farming groups have staged a walkout on the Agriculture Minister as a demonstration of their fury over Labor's live sheep export ban. More than a dozen farmers and leaders of several groups wearing Keep the Sheep t-shirts walked out of Murray Watt's post-budget speech after the minister started talking about the ban. Live sheep exports will come to an end in May 2028 in response to what Senator Watt has said are the industry's repeated failures to keep up with the community's expectations. The minister has dismissed the walkout as a stunt. Victoria's Parliament has banned kefirs inside the chamber. Speaker Marie Edwards has deemed the scarves, a long-time symbol of Palestinian nationalism, as a political item of clothing. Greens State Party leader Ellen Sandal had sought to clarify whether the ruling was an ongoing ban, arguing that MPs had been allowed to show support for various causes and wear cultural or religious items, such as jewellery, in Parliament. She says the decision has made the Victorian Parliament one of the only ones in the world to ban the traditional item. Student organisers at another major Australian university have been told to vacate their pro-Palestine encampment. The Australian National University in Canberra has told students to prepare to vacate the camp after a meeting was held with organisers earlier today. Deakin University officials in Melbourne have also ordered protesters to vacate their premises. Green Senator Maureen Faruqi has criticised that decision.
Deakin University's call to dismantle the student encampment is misplaced and thoroughly disappointing. Instead of trying to break up student protests, universities should be listening to the divestment demands of the Gaza encampments, which are sweeping campuses across Australia and across the world.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has paid a surprise visit to Ukraine to reaffirm his nation's support in its battle against the Russian invasion. Blinken's trip is the first by a senior US official since Congress passed a long-delayed $61 billion aid package. Kyiv has been on the back foot on the battlefield for months as Russian troops have slowly advanced, taking advantage of Ukraine's shortages of troop manpower and artillery shells. But Mr. Blinken says more support is on the way from Ukraine's allies and that Russia will be made to pay for the damage they have caused.
Your soldiers, your citizens, particularly in the northeast and Kharkiv, are suffering tremendously. But they need to know, you need to know. The United States is with you. So much of the world is with you. And they're fighting, not just for Ukraine, but for the free world.
France has voted to allow long-term French residents of New Caledonia to vote in provincial elections, a decision that sparked widespread rioting. It's understood at least 50 local businesses and around 200 vehicles have been burned during the riots, while schools and the international airport have been closed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government is keeping an eye on the situation. He says Australians who are currently in New Caledonia should follow the consulate's instructions.
Our Consulate General in Noumea is advising Australians in New Caledonia to minimise movement, monitor the media and follow the advice of local authorities.
A statue of a controversial colonial premier has been vandalised in Tasmania. The statue of Surgeon William Crowther was discovered spray-painted and cut off at the ankles and has now been taken away from its site in Hobart. Crowther is known for stealing the head of Aboriginal man William Lann in 1869 and briefly serving as Premier of Tasmania in 1878. Hobart City Council CEO Michael Stretton has condemned the statue's destruction, while Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre campaign manager Nala Mansell says the removal of the statue brings great relief to the Indigenous community.
Today is a great day for the memory of William Lennie, whose body was mutilated by this man, William Crowther, because of his race. Today the Aboriginal community celebrate that justice has been done.
To sport, and former Olympic speed skater Stephen Bradbury has made history again, this time for an act of bravery on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. He's received a commendation for brave conduct from the Queensland Governor in Brisbane for rescuing four teenagers from rough seas at Caloundra in March 2022. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.